Our sponsor today on the Daily Boost podcast is the Jordan Harbinger Show. Now, if I didn't have him as a sponsor, I would have told you about him anyway. It is one of the most popular podcasts in the world. You're going to love it, especially since I know you like to learn and make your life better. So I'll tell you more about it in a second. But for now, why don't you search for it, listen to it, and follow the Jordan Harbinger Show wherever you get your podcast. All right, let's do this thing. So let me ask you a question. Are you talking trash about yourself? And did you realize it was actually a very good thing to be doing? Are you not talking trash about somebody else, talking trash about yourself? And it's okay. Wait a second, Scott. You can't talk trash about yourself. That's bad. That's negative. Oh, my God. That takes you down. Well, yeah. Yeah, it does. But if you're doing it anyway, and I think everybody is, it's the mindset and how you use it that makes all the difference in the world. So we'll talk about that today as we get into the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com. Really simple stuff. Every single day, the success you have today adds up to what your life is going to be. That's all there is to it. What you do today, tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day, and the next day, all adds up. Now, some days are not going to be as good or as momentum-packed as you'd like them to be. Some are going to go backwards. That's okay. We don't care about that. All we know is that at the end of the day, at the end of the life, the end of a decade, whatever it is, what you do today is what you get tomorrow. So what do you say we work on that, huh? My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. Happy to have you here today. Our sponsor today is the Jordan Harbinger Show. And I would have, sponsorship or not, I would have talked about them because everybody else has. 11 million downloads a month is one of those popular shows you'll find anywhere for good reason. So essentially what Jordan does is this. He interviews the world's most fascinating people, whether you know them or not. He pulls out all the nuggets of information and then puts them in a way that you can understand and use every single day. So a recent show I caught, I'm in a relationship. See, I think you know that. He did a show with David Buss, and David is the world's leading scientific expert on evolutionary psychology of human mating strategies. I caught my attention. He wrote a book called When Men Behave Badly. Now, it kind of spun it around for me because I really love the show. Essentially, guys, if you want to understand ladies, and ladies, if you want to understand guys, listen to episode 573. It's family-friendly, it's scientific, and it's interesting. You're going to learn so much, so check it out. That's what Jordan does. He turns guest wisdom into deeper practical advice that you can understand and use today. Makes you a better critical thinker. Oh, by the way, he covers a lot. So if you need some help starting somewhere, go to jordanharbinger.com and check out their podcast starter pack. Something there, you'll find it right away, and boom, we just guide you right through it. Now, if you're ready to go, jump in full force, just search for, listen to, and follow the Jordan Harbinger Show wherever you get your podcasts. I got to tell you, pretty excited here. Made some studio changes around here, some formatic changes coming up. And getting a little bit more dialed in on some of the topics we're talking about. Look forward to that here in a couple of weeks. And also, if you have always wondered what the Daily Boost looks like behind the scenes, always wondered, hey, man, can I see you record the podcast? It'd be nice if I could see the guy delivering the message. Very close to delivering the video version of the Daily Boost on a daily basis. And not only that, doing some live streaming as well. Full 4K stuff. Awesome stuff. So hang on for the ride. I'll let you know when that happens and how to find that. We've just got the final pieces in place right now, but it's coming pretty quick. So let's get back to that trash talking thing, huh? You want to talk trash? Come on, come on, come on. I bet you're good at it, right? I have a mission to make. I think you are good at it. I do. If I may, on your behalf, you and everybody on the planet, probably probably the aliens out there too, on the other planets, probably they probably talk bad about themselves from time to time. Heck, some of you folks, I'm not talking about you. No. Not you. But that guy over there, yeah. They do it every day. They're really good at it. Some people fall in the category of professional self-trash talker. Look at me. I'm really good at downing myself. I'm awesome. Some of you even dream bad stuff about yourself. Wow. You're that good. I'm impressed. Okay. I have another admission to make, if I may. I'm better than you are. I do too. Yeah. I'm better than you. I'm really good at it. Not only that, I kind of like it. Oh, man. So trash talking about myself. Just taking myself down. I dig deep. I bury myself in the pain of trash talking myself. It's kind of like watching a horror movie without the $9 popcorn. Kind of like that. So why is this good for you? Why would I say it's good for you when everybody on the planet will say, don't talk bad about yourself? What are you saying that about yourself for? Why are you doing that? Don't talk about that yourself like that. Come on, man. You might be standing in front of the mirror doing that. You know, like I call my dumbass in the mirror moment. talk bad about yourself, saying, what am I talking to myself about? It's because you're human. It's because your mind does all kinds of crazy things. It just happens. You're human. Your hormones and all this stuff is all going on. It just happens, right? Can't expect to control it all the time, can you? Or can you? See, you can't expect to maybe always stop that. In fact, sometimes it's good for you, which is what we'll get into here on today's program, give you an idea how to use that, if I may. Because it's going to happen. You can't always be in that state. You're going to double check yourself, question yourself from time to time, and sometimes you're going to be nasty about it. That's all there is to it. I would prefer you're not too nasty, but if it happens, we have to have a tool to deal with it. So I work with clients all the time. I guess I'm their tool. I guess I am. I guess I help them deal with it. They have a natural tendency to talk bad about themselves, always in a quest to make their lives better. They show up with me, whether it be a personal call, a group call, a live, whatever it happens to be, and they usually stand up, and because they've decided, I'm all in, I'm going to do whatever it takes, which is a great place to be, but sometimes they don't quite know what that means yet. I'm all in, I'm going to go down into it, I'm going to figure out what's happening, whatever, I'm just going to be honest with you, Scott, I'm going to tell you everything that's going on in my mind, and boom, the confession comes out. Again, a really good place to be, but we have to take it a step further, because what usually happens at the beginning is that's kind of, they're giving reasons for why whatever they're doing in their life is not working. And those reasons are actually masquerading as an excuse in many cases. Reason, excuse, fine line. Most people know it better than you do personally. I know that. Most people know it in my cases better than I do. That turns into a tool to kind of explain their current situation, which becomes blaming and linking to past behavior. Now, that's as far as most people go. They kind of just, you know, they blame it. They get it out there. They have their reason, their excuse. Boom. Good momentum stops. Bad momentum continues. See, when you link the old stuff, the old bad stuff, I should say, with the new bad stuff that is inevitably going to happen every single day. It's going to be little stuff here or there. You're going to learn to ignore most of it, but it does happen. It just, stuff happens. It does, out of the blue. When you link the old bad with the new bad, you reinforce that behavior. It's just the way your mind works. But most folks have done it so many times, they kind of give up and they go back to their old ways because you link it. Okay, I tried something new, but I linked it to the bad. I still get more of the bad. What the hell? I'm just going to give up and go back. Happens all the time. So in your personal development journey to get the things you want in life, to even just be joyful in your life, you have to learn to kind of catch those triggers and do something about it. So what do? When you're trash talking about yourself, but we want to make it a good thing. Well, something I learned in grade school a long time ago, back when the park rangers used to come to the classroom, we're talking a long time ago, was stop, drop, and roll. They were talking about putting a fire out, right? Stop, drop, and roll. That's what we're going to do today. So follow me here for a second. First off, if you catch yourself trash talking yourself, it's an opportunity. A resource has been presented to you to work with. So I want you to stop if you can. You're not going to stop right now. You might not catch it right away, but eventually you're going to stop. Recognize that you're doing that. Now, I know it's going to be hard. I don't want to stop. I want to continue to trash myself. I know you do. But you can do it. I have faith in you. Just stop talking bad about yourself. Don't worry. You're going to have a chance in a minute to really talk bad about yourself. It's okay. You can just dig down deep and really go at it. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember my clients who they would show up and they had, I'm all in, Scott. Take me wherever I have to go to get me out of this thing that I've created in my life. But they really didn't realize what I wanted them to do was stop and then drop in and dig deep. So you're just talking about yourself. We have to validate that it's actually real. So I want you to stop, drop down into that landfill you call your life that you're saying is so darn messy, and I want you to get it messier. Get down in the muck and rub around in it. That's it. Just start rolling around in that stinky muck at the bottom of this thing that you say, ick, 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 I'm talking bad about myself. It's really bad. And while you're down there, take a deep breath. A deep, stinky breath. And just question, is this real? Is what I'm saying real? What's the real truth? How do I deal with it? How do I climb out of this landfill before I puke? How do I do it? Feel free to leave the puke part out if you want to. Until you're willing to stop what you're doing and take advantage of and see it as an opportunity to correct and to find your way out, to climb yourself out of this place that you're in, until you're willing to roll around and just simply validate it, true or not, in most cases probably not, until you're willing to do that, you'll repeat the cycle again and again. Look, everybody feels down on themselves from time to time. It just happens. You know that. It's the way the mind is. That's what life does. It's a challenge. Nobody said it was going to be easy. However, when you choose to see those moments as your inner voice screaming for your attention like a baby in their crib, screaming, You got to deal with it directly. You can't leave the baby there to scream, can you? Neither can you leave yourself there. And when you do, you end up in a far better place than you were before because you've dealt with it now. I get it. It's hard sometimes. It is. Trash talking to yourself, it only happens when you're not clear about where your life is heading. It's also a clue about what you want. Are you listening? Are you listening? All right, we have a bunch of good shows this week. Tomorrow, we're going to be doing the Why I Gave Up Trying to Be Happy and Have Fun in My Life show. It's going to be fun. It's actually a really good story. You're going to like it. You're going to use that tool. On Thursday, This Works, That Doesn't Do This. It's a concept that I picked up a long, long time ago, and I actually started writing it down. I'll tell you how I did that and how you could do the same thing to make sure you don't make a mistake ever again in your life. That's a promise. Not a guarantee, but it's a promise. And Friday, hang on. It's an awesome show called Chili Dog Motivation. Motivation comes from the oddest places, particularly when I'm talking about my mother. So Chili Dog Motivation, you never know what's going to be fired up. I think it might be a chili dog on Friday. See you later.